Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is issuing two recalls. Agarco is pulling its Ashfiat Al-Haramain Energy Support Supplement because it contains an undeclared ingredient found in erectile dysfunction drugs. And Mondelez is expanding its recall of Chips Ahoy Baked Bites Brookie due to cornstarch clumps that could pose a choking hazard. Check labels for the affected dates and discard the products. The Winter Olympics in Italy are inspiring people in Minnesota to try skiing and snowboarding. Shelby Headkey of Power Ridge Ski Resort in Kimball says they're seeing increased interest.
Phone calls are less in popularity right now, is spiking pretty rapidly. So it's a lot of people that maybe wouldn't be thinking about the sport. Now that it is on TV, they're starting to inquire, like wanting to learn more or give it a try.
She says Powder Ridge will be open until mid-March. The legislative session begins Tuesday, and missing will be the late House Speaker Melissa Hortman. Her and her husband were killed in a political attack last June. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy talked to MNN about how she's preparing for going back to the Capitol.
We are talking more about her. People are sending photographs and, you know, take me back to the loss of her. And I think, you know, we've been so busy that it's been easy to push that aside a little bit. So I, along with my colleagues, are going to have to face the fact that she won't be here with us as we begin.
Murphy says Hortman would want all lawmakers to return to work on the job they were elected to do. And recent polling by KSTP Survey USA shows that Democrat and U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar leading all Republican candidates by double digits in the governor's race. Klobuchar's lead over businessman Kendall Qualls was 16 percentage points. Qualls isn't buying the poll.
If every candidate basically got 35%, not even Republicans are rating us equally. So to have the general populace rate us all equally in their survey poll, I mean literally about 35%, I don't put a lot of stock in that because that's not where the electorate is.
Qualls did say that he needs to get out and meet more people in Minnesota and listen to their concerns. In other headlines, two University of Minnesota faculty members have been named to the 2026 Time 100 Health List. Dr. Michael Osterholm, who directs the university's Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, and Dr. Emil Liu, a gastrointestinal oncologist and medical school professor, were both recognized. Time's list highlights 100 global leaders shaping the future of health, from public health experts to pioneers in gene therapy. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is speaking out against a bill that would lift a 20-year ban on mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe area. The resolution, sponsored by Republican Congressman Pete Stauber, could come up for a Senate vote this week.
And their plan is to allow a Chilean mining conglomerate to come in, mine the copper, and then they're going to ship the copper most likely to China and then sell it back to the United States.
Supporters argue a copper nickel mine can be done safely and the project will create thousands of jobs. And Minnesota's largest physicians group is outlining its priorities for the new legislative session. Doctors are urging lawmakers to soften major Medicaid cuts while also pushing for better childhood vaccines, firearm safety, and support for healthcare workers. This is MNN.